Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Minding Your Business. This is Shirley, and I'll be your host. Stay tuned.
Today's topic, we'll be talking about growing a job portfolio. And I think this is a topic that every newbie in the industry or any industry you find yourself would want to be interested in, because you have to start from somewhere, right? So let's talk about how to grow a job portfolio, especially in the creative industry. Stay tuned. So when I started my, I'll call it skill, when I discovered that I could actually talk and, you know, and people pay attention to the things I say, and I decided that I wanted to start growing a career in public speaking, or public speaking, anything that has to do with me holding a mic, I didn't know where to start from. Of course, I was already doing church programs. I started from the church. And I was having the opportunity, you know, to grow the church speaking, doing breakout sessions. I was just looking for every opportunity, you know, to either speak or assist someone that was speaking, or be at the background helping to write the script. I looked for those kind of opportunities, and I put them together, and then someone heard me speak and then recommended me. That's another way to actually grow a portfolio. Okay, the first step is in you starting from the basic. Like, the basic is in assisting. I always tell people, if you want to, especially in the creative industry, even if you want to be a designer, whether it's a fashion designer or a product designer, or you just want to be a web developer, or you want to be any skill, more like in every, cut across every industry, you have to start from assisting. You have to start from giving your time. You know, you have to pay the price. I think growing up, we had all this, we call them apprentices. When they are trying to learn from their bosses, they spend years trying to learn the in and out of the businesses. Today we have shortcuts, of course, but that same method should be applied when you are trying to grow your portfolio, especially when you want to be one of the best in the industry. You have to learn from those people. You can learn from them either online, you can learn from them either or like going there and telling them that you have any minor tasks that you can give to me that I can assist you with. Watch them closely. That's one way also to grow a job portfolio. Another way to grow a job portfolio is, the first 2 times, please don't take a fee, or if you're supposed to charge a particular amount of money. I started from 10,000 naira. I started from 10,000 naira. And when I started hosting events, I actually wasn't getting paid. It was all free. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. Yes, I know we live in a times where everybody wants at least to have a stipend. But then I didn't have any stipend. I was paying my transport to the venue, I host the event, and then I get back home. And it wasn't an easy period, trust me. I was still in university, but before I went into university, but I still, of course, needed some not some baby girl allowance. I really needed, you know, like, just to know that, okay, just to validate my skill, like, okay, this is actually what's being paid for. And then I got an opportunity, and like, I hosted the event and I got paid 10k, and then you grow to 20k, and then you grow, and that's something that I was very constant in growing a job portfolio. You have to be very consistent. So I've said assisting people, and then the next one is actually not getting paid in the first 2 jobs, just for you to get the word out there that, oh, I am doing this, and then use them as a reference. You need to be very good at the first 2 jobs so that you can use it as a reference. And when people ask you for, okay, because usually people ask for references, well, what have you done this for? And you can, you know, be proud to say, you don't have to cook up stories. You say, okay, I have done this and I've done that. And then you can put a price on what you want to charge. And then you can actually start asking for recommendations. You can start saying, okay, I do this. This is a work that I do. For example, I sew dresses right now, or I build websites right now, or I host events right now. Like, no matter what your skills are or something, you just need to start asking for references. But because you have actually paid the price, you have actually done something about it. Another way for you to actually grow a job portfolio is don't stop learning. Don't stop learning, because you start having recommendations. You're gifted. People, the word is out there. Everybody's rooting for you. But please don't stop learning. You have to grow. You have to keep asking questions. Simply keep learning from those people you looked up to when you started. Don't feel like you have grown above their knowledge. There's always something to learn from your teachers. Always something to learn from them. So keep learning from them. Find new teachers. Learn from anybody. Learn from even people that are now coming to you that they want to learn from you. Because you get to a point when you're growing your job portfolio, when you're so focused and keen on growing your job portfolio, that people start asking you for trainings, or start asking you. Now you become the teacher. So it requires consistency. It requires you being focused. Don't procrastinate. I recently asked people, I said, what would it take for someone to learn a particular skill? And everybody just said the same thing. They said, depends on how consistent the person is. And that's something that it's no secret. Like, it's out there. You need to be very consistent. So in growing a job portfolio, to read this feedback, or I'll call it a message, not a feedback, from a friend of mine that said that he grew his job portfolio by running errands for people. He watched them closely, and then he ran errands, okay, for them. And he was a fashion designer. Okay, rather, he's a fashion designer. He ran around, rather, did a lot of errands. And this is something that a lot of us need to learn. You need to be humble enough to learn. I know it may be, and especially for people that are trying to switch careers, oh my God, those people are like, yeah, the hardest set of people to adapt, because especially when you have climbed to the peak of a particular career and now you're trying to switch into another career, it's like, oh my God. And I need you to take off that mindset of you have failed, or you are now starting from scratch, or like you're not good enough or something. Whatever the thought process is that comes across, I need you to understand that this is another field entirely. It's just like you switching, just like you being the best in a particular school and then you switch school, and then you discover that you being the best, you're actually the least in this particular school. And then you have to work your way up. Always learn to work your way up. Don't be afraid to start all over again. Always learn to work your way up. You're not above mistakes. You're not above failing. Okay? In growing your job portfolio, be consistent, be focused. Assist people on the job. Pay the dues. Like, you really need to pay your dues. Pay the dues. Be humble enough to learn. Be humble enough to ask questions. And then please don't shy away from references. Even when you do a job for someone, please ask them to recommend you. Be vocal about your business. Don't be shy. This is where you fit from. Except you're just doing it for the fun of it. But if you're taking your job seriously, that's why I said it's growing your job portfolio. It's not a fun portfolio, it's a job. And that means that it requires you to be consistent. It requires you to take it seriously. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. My name is Shirley Grace Hart. Thank you.